Show on Red FM. Conversation that matters.
Be part of the conversation, the Neil Prendeville Show with Elevate Credit Union. Lots of calls, lots of texts and emails throughout the course of the morning, but there's a lot of different breaking news stories. I'm very excited to hear the news of the purchase of the viaduct on the outskirts of the city, that big, beautiful bar and restaurant that served great, great food and plenty of it for many, many years. It's been bought by Damien Long. Joins me by phone. Damien, good morning. Oh, he's dropped on me. Oh, I see. Anyway, we can get him back in a couple of minutes' time. It's a big plan, massive amount of work gone on behind the scenes to get this over the line, and they're all over the moon. So there's a lot planned for the actual location itself at the viaduct. They've taken it over, they've bought it, they're going to put in lots of different aspects to it. One of them, actually, that's going to go in there into the viaduct property itself and the entire footprint of it is something similar to, say, what we would see at Junction 14, the Junction 14 Plaza. Do you know what I mean? Is that line sorted? Now we have Damien.
Hi, Neil, how are things?
I'm good, man, I'm good. Rather than me walking through it, let you walk through it for me. So you bought it in excess of 2 million. I don't know whether you want to confirm that figure or not, but that's the one being quoted. Is it correct, or do you want to pass
on
that?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
No, that's correct, Neil. No, that's correct.
Fair play to you. Now, what's the plan? Because it's really exciting, I have to say, particularly with regards to shuttles operating all over the place. It's a bit like another park and ride. You got a Dublin Connect service going in there. And this plaza that you're going to put in, talk us through it all.
Yeah, look, I suppose it's a little bit different. I suppose, first of all, we secured a licence there to do a new bus service that would, from West Cork to Dublin City and Dublin Airport every day, probably run about 24 times a day on a return services. That'll actually start in Skibbereen and collect, like, in Roscarbery, Clonakilty, Bandon, the whole way up, but the viaduct would be our final stop. And once we leave the viaduct, then we go straight to Dublin. Last traffic light you see is Bishopstown Roundabout. That's it, not through the city.
None of this Dublin City lark then, no?
No, we will be in Dublin City for some of it. Some of our services are going to go direct to the airport at the main times. And some of it will go through the city as well, because, look, Neil, there's a lot of people use it to go to the big rugby games.
I get that, but if you could get the option not to bother and you only want to go straight to the airport, that's the one I'd want to be on.
Yeah, and that's what most people will, and we will have that option as well in a lot of our services. We will go direct to the airport. So, and look, the bonus here, Neil, as well, is you'll be able to park your car, pay for your parking, and the bus, be guaranteed boat, you know, and leave it there for a week if you want to go on holidays and come back, and your car will be there and secure and ready to go again, like, you know. And
have you worked out price points on all of that?
We don't have it all fully finished yet, like, to be honest with you, because it's been happening so quick now. Putting the viaduct together and trying to get it over the line and purchased.
Okay. It'll have to be competitive, though, to take on the other ones, right?
Yeah, it'll be competitive. It'll definitely be as competitive as what they are, to be honest with you. But look, you know, all our services that we run already in the West Cork Connect are more competitive than the rest. So, like, it'll definitely be competitive. But as well, it'll be a huge advantage to the people. And again, not just the people of West Cork. Look, if you're living out Macroom, Ballincollig side, or Kinsale or anything, it's so much easier to get to the viaduct. You're not stuck in traffic trying to go through.
And you can also park up, leave your car for a few days or for a week or whatever, assuming at a competitive rate, and off you go.
Park up and leave the car there. So look, and that's one side of it. Like, okay. So
talk about this park and ride then, if you don't mind.
Yeah, look, as you know already, the park and ride that's there is the Black Ash park and ride, and that's what people have to avail of. But you see, a lot of people who use the park and ride, Neil, are afraid to drive through a city. And like where the Black Ash is already located, you nearly have to do the worst of it when you're from West Cork to get there. You're going through the Bishopstown Roundabout, it's hard. Then you go through the Kinsale Roundabout to get there. You've the hard work done and you're in the city almost. So look, from listening to passengers and listening to different people over the years, I believe that the viaduct is the ideal place for this park and ride. You'll be able to come in, just drive up from West Cork, park your car, and there'll be a bus every 30 minutes. That'll go in past the hospital, drop at Wilton, CUH, drop at Dinahy's Cross, along for the people in UCC and the bonds there, in around the back of the Mercy Hospital, onto the Grand Parade and over to the train station. Like, so, and even for people taking the train to Dublin, again, it's another option. Park your car and get the shuttle into the city, like, and back out to there again, so...
City Centre, Kent Station, Mercy Hospital, CUH, Wilton, all connecting. Now, the other big plan is for the fully serviced modern roadside plaza. If I were to give an example, would it be a Junction 14, Damien, kind of thing?
Yeah, Junction 14 or Even you'll see that the likes of Pat McDonough there has new ones built all over the country in Port Leash and different places. That's exactly what it will be. You know, your shop, your everything to go in, your convenience for people. And again, look, when we're lying from Skibbereen, so when you travel under the viaduct, like, you're heading for home, and would you still have an hour to go or an hour and a half at times, you know what I mean? You just want a break or somewhere to stop or somewhere to get a quick cup of coffee or something, you know, and that's what it'll be. It'll
so
be
will you be franchising with the likes of the different food operators to go in there then?
We will. That's the plan, to be there and as well with a shop as well with one of the one companies. Well, we want to keep it local as well. Look, we want to use as much West Cork produce and Cork produce as we can inside there afterwards, because we just want to keep it as a local.
This isn't the Examiner this morning. Modern roadside plaza, like those found on the motorway routes, we gave an example of Junction 14 in Ferntree, alongside a bar and 24-ounce convenience shops. Bar as well.
Yeah, the bar will still be there. Neil, there's still a bar license, and there's still a bar. It'll be down to more of a snug, Neil, than a bar itself, you know, but it'll be convenient for... Look, the people that use our services to Dublin places, they've parked up the car. They're not driving anymore. They're on their holidays, they're on their break, things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's nice to be able to go in, relax for those people, maybe have a quick drink before they sit on the bus to head for Dublin, to head on their holidays.
Very civilised.
It's much the same as what's happening in Cork Airport. You'd see the bar there in the airport before people leave to go on the break. That's the wind down time, and that's what that'll be there for.
All right, it's an iconic spot, isn't it, next to an iconic viaduct, of course. Will you mark the arches in any way?
Yeah, look, I suppose we did that from the very beginning, really, when I sat down to design the logo there back in 2019 when we were doing our West Cork Connect logo. Like, the arches are the main part of our logo, like, for West Cork Connect. We backed in, so... and it was one of the guys, Finn, that works for me. He's a great guy for us, and he just said, listen, the viaduct is what marks it. I mean, that's what tells you you're heading for West Cork. And back then, we didn't think back then we'd own the building in time. But look, it was a major part of the West Cork Connect brand when we put it there.
Oh man, it's fantastic! Well done for taking a punt on it. What's the time frame on all of this?
So what's happening now, Neil, is look, for the people that owned it already, they had confirmations and communions and everything taken on. We didn't take it as a going concern, as we'll be closing the building for a while and change it. So for them, they're holding on to it until the 28th of May to cover. They're going to cover every booking that they had taken. They're going to allow all the vouchers and everything that they had put out there already. They're going to allow people to spend all that. Like, this is a very big company that owned it already, and they'd be very, you know, they're making sure everything is done right. So they're covering all the bookings, making sure everyone is happy before the doors of it close, and get their staff right and relocate them, I think, to different venues and different things like that as well.
Fantastic.
And look, when we start again, Neil, there's going to be a lot of jobs there, to be honest with you. There will be. It'll be a 24-hour setup, so there's going to be a lot of people employed
It's win-win all the way along.
50 people in it.
How many?
Look, there'll be over 50 people between the people driving buses to Dublin and into the city and people working inside there. There'll be definitely over 50 jobs to keep that rolling 7 days a week.
And all of the businesses that we'll be supplying you on top of that as well. Fantastic.
All that as well. So look, it's big for us. Look, Neil, we're still only a small family business as I look at it,
West Cork Connect, but you've other businesses. I mean, you've got Travelmaster as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do all the concerts there, and with Dave Lancour Travel, which was started by my father and mother over 50 years ago. That's the backbone of it all. So,
all right, you're digging deep, multi-million event. Do you think it would be 12 months, 18 months?
No, Neil, I would foresee the Dublin service will hopefully be started. We're just waiting for it. We've a delivery of new buses to arrive for it. they should be in by September.
And the plaza?
Plaza will get going straight away once they close on the 28th and hands over. We'll have people in there working on it straight away to get that turned as quick as we can. But everything should be up and running and going before Christmas.
Unbelievable. Congratulations. Well done to you and all of the family. It's great news. It's a fantastic
thanks opportunity. A million, Neil. Just can I mention one thing before I go there? It's just to say my daughter's confirmation today. So she's getting conferred at 10 o'clock, and she said to me to make sure I took the call. So just to say.
Get on with much more important business, please, Damien. Get to your daughter's confirmation.
Thanks, Neil. You're great as always.
What a great story. Fantastic. There are great people on Lee's side, aren't they? The likes of Damien Long and all the work that he's going to be doing out of the Viaduct. It's a great story. I mean, you know, it's like a lot of jobs. There's going to be a lot of investment, a lot of construction people will benefit. And of course, everyone will benefit with the Dublin Connect service, the park and ride service and the roadside plaza. Bring it on. It's great to hear of stories like that. You know, it's amazing in the last few weeks or months or whatever that I get to talk to an awful lot of people who are entrepreneurial in that way, just driving ahead, the likes of Colin Tobin and the likes of Danny Buckley and Pat Phelan and Paul Montgomery and Benny McCabe. And my apologies, I'm quite sure that there's a number of women that are powering on as well. I'll update my list for sure, I will. But a great story. Back after the break, text 0868 104 106.